grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our gospel lesson in John chapter 9, the account of Jesus healing the man blind from birth. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, as Jesus was passing by, we read in the lesson, he saw a man who was blind from birth. Now, some years back, there was a show on television. I don't think it's on anymore. It was called Mythbusters. I don't know if anybody ever saw that, Mythbusters. And a group of people on the show who would test various ideas in circulation or commonly held things that were thought to be facts to see whether they were true or not. I guess we call it fact-checking nowadays. And usually it involved something catching on fire or blowing something up. Things are very dramatic like that. Now and again, though, it was just a very small fact-check. Like, for instance, one of the politicians back then said, you know, all that oil pumped in Alaska is being sold to Japan. And they checked it out and they said, no, actually, that's not the case. By law, at least that's back then, by law, that oil must be sold in the U.S., even though it costs more to do so. Interesting, but then things get changed. You have myths, and then myths get knocked down. Now, you have today's lesson, the gospel lesson, and in today's gospel lesson, we might say that we have a Christian myth. This is an episode of Christian myth-busting. All right, so what is the myth? Well, there are various myths, actually, in the lesson for today. There's three of them that I could count. Mark, you want to do me a favor? We're just getting a little hum back here. Myth number one. Let's try this one out. You can take a calculator to God. All you need to do is put in the right numbers, add up the math, and it'll all make sense, and you'll have it all figured out. Now, this is an idea as old as the hills. It's ingrained in the human heart. 1,500 years ago, a philosopher, a Roman philosopher, a man by the name of Boethius, interesting name, this is what he said. He said, the opinions of most people look not to the merit of things, in other words, what actually has merit, but only to a fortunate outcome. It turned out the way you wanted it to. Their judgment is that only those things that have a fortunate outcome have been under the care of God. So you can judge God by what? By how things turn out. That's the will of God. It's very easy to see. You add 1 plus 1 and it equals 2. And so today's lesson. Jesus' disciples, 500 years actually before Boethius, they say, as they're walking along, they see a man who's been born blind, and they piously and reflectively fold their hands, and they say, Lord, who sinned? Whose sin was this that this man is blind? Was it his sin? Or maybe it was his parents' sin? Simple equation. What do you do? You add all the elements and you arrive at your conclusion. A man plus blindness equals sin. Simple equation. Follow it along and you'll find your way. You can measure God by what happens. If it's positive, God is with it. God approves it. God has his blessing upon it. If the outcome is negative, God's not with it. God disapproves. God is cursing. The man is blind, therefore he sinned. You can take a calculator to that. It's as simple as the nose on your face. But how far do you want to take that? How far do you want to go with that calculator? It's like pi, you know. Enter the number of pi, and where does it end up? It ends nowhere. 3.14159275. It just kind of keeps going on and on and on. What kind of? It goes on and on and on. Same sort of thing here. Let's try an experiment. Let's take it all the way. Let's take it and run with it. Last year, the top-earning Wall Street fund manager had an income of how much? Last year, 1 year. His income was $3.4 billion, which is about enough money to give every man, woman, and child on planet Earth $2.50 to every one of them. $3.4 billion, oh, he owns the Mets, by the way, too. $3.4 billion, $3.4 billion little slips of paper, little dollar bills that say, God approves of you because the outcome is positive, how people look at it. Take a calculator of the Lord, and what does it say? This is the finest man of God walking the face of earth because he has $3.4 billion. Now, how do you come to a conclusion like that? How do you? Well, you turn on your calculator and you toss your Bible. You toss the Word of God. You toss the revelation of God. Because if you open your Bible, this is what you're going to read. You're not going to want to read it, but this is what you're going to read. It says, Book of Hebrews, some believers in the Lord, people who trust in the Lord, people who look to the Lord, some people experience mocking and scourging and chains and imprisonment. Some were stoned. Some were sawn in two. This is coming from the Apocrypha, the middle of the time period between the Testaments. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins and being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all of these people, having gained approval through their faith, they did not yet receive what was promised. Now, that's a strange equation. They did not receive what was promised in this life, but they were approved by God, approved through faith. Now, either the Bible is a lie or your calculator's busted. Which one is it? They were approved by God through faith. God's word will remain. It is true. Myth number two. The majority of people is where you find God. Stay with the majority of the people, and there you will find the Lord. If you want to know where the Lord is, look where the majority of the people are. But again, how far do you want to run with that? To the point of absurdity? Because what will happen is you'll find out that there are plenty of big religions out there, and if you follow that premise, the bigger the religion, the more you're running with God, and the more you're following the Lord. Now, many of those belief systems completely deny the Bible. They deny what Jesus was about. They deny what he came to do, but because they're so big, therefore what? There must be the truth. They must be following the Lord. Every religion on earth except biblical Christianity must be running with the Lord because they are the majority. You have that even in today's gospel lesson. You have one fellow saying, I believe in Jesus. You got 50 Pharisees saying, we won't go with you. We do not. Not a chance. And when that happens, we want to fall back on old habits, pull that calculator out again, out of the trash, and start doing the equation. But Jesus says, put the calculator away, and what does he say? He says, you one fellow, you're seeing. Your eyes see what is the truth. The rest of you, you are still blind. And so again, the book of Hebrews, like that man, all those who gain approval from God gain approval through faith. Myth number three, God goes with the good people. God goes with the good people. Now, this is a bedrock belief. It is universal to the religions of mankind. The Pharisees follow after that. They say to the man, they say, you're a disciple of Jesus, but we follow Moses. Because Moses gave us commandments from God. And by keeping those commandments, now we are right with God. We are in the will of God. We are approved by God. And again, how far do you want to run with that? how far do you want to run with it? Because it becomes absurd after a while. What does God's holy word say to us? Well, actually, God's holy word does an interesting thing. It says, you want to go down that path? Okay, step right over here, sit down. And then when you sit down, it straps you in the chair and it says, you just got on the roller coaster. Let's take a ride. Because once you start down it, you got to take it all the way to the end. Book of Galatians, all the way to the end. This is what it says. Cursed is everyone, not some folks, everyone, who does not continue to do everything, not some things, everything that is written in the book of the law. There you go. It's written down. The roller coaster starts. God will go with the good. All right. Are you good? Are you good? Where's that roller coaster going to take you? Myths. Can you take a calculator to God? Nope. Does the majority run with God? Nope. Does God go only with the good or with the good? No. So what are you left with? Not much left to follow. Not much left to believe. There's not much religion left there. Unless you go one step further. And that's the step that the man took by the Holy Spirit and the working of God. And they said, give glory to God, this man Jesus is a sinner. And what did the man say? He said, well, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. What I do know is what? I once was blind, but now I see. Where you heard those words before? You just sung them a moment ago, right? Amazing Grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And so what happens when you start to see is that you're left with two simple facts. And the two simple facts, they don't add up on the calculator. The majority of folks don't believe them. The good folks see no need for them. But what are the facts? The facts are you were blind, that's number one. You were without hope in God and the world. You were a lost and condemned sinner. But now, number two, by the gracious working of God, you see him. You see him. Your sin has been taken from you. You're clean with the Lord. Everything written in the book of the law has been forgiven you. Everything written in the book of the law has been fulfilled, and it's done when Jesus lived and died righteously in this world. Like the book of Romans says, chapter 8, the righteous requirements of God's law are fully met in us. And so, Jesus was passing by, and as he was passing by, he saw a man blind from birth. Story of that fellow whose eyes were open. But it's a story of somebody else too. It's a story of you and me. Blind from birth. It's basic Christian faith class. We teach that every time we have the class. Dead to God, blind to God, an enemy of God. You were once darkness, book of Ephesians says, chapter 5. But now you are what? Now you are light in the Lord. What did the man say? He said, well, I don't know about that other stuff, but one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. You've seen him. You've seen Jesus. And when you've seen Jesus, you say, yes, Lord. Yes. I too believe. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.